should godparents be practicing Catholics? A Cork priest has hit out at parents who choose non-believers or non-practicing Catholics as godparents for their children. And according to the priest, barefaced lying in the face of God should not be tolerated by the Catholic community. Parish priest Father Thomas Walsh has denounced parents who are selecting non-believers as godparents to their children, as well as couples who get who choose to get married in a church simply because it's a nice building. And the priest, it's the white wedding, isn't it? The priest, I mean, I could tell you now. Oh, sorry for a second. Helena wants to get married. She wants the dress. She wants to go down the aisle. Now, Helena, I'm sorry, Helena. I don't want to be speaking for you here. I'm talking out of turn without giving you a right to reply. But, Alina, you want to go down the aisle, don't you?
Yeah.
In a flowery dress, or a nice big white dress.
Ivory.
Yeah, well, ivory, okay. And you want the princess-style wedding?
Yeah,
you do. Okay, when was the last time you went Mass?
I think when, what, was the Pope before the last Pope?
John Paul!
When he passed.
There you go. That was the last time she was
Well, obviously I've been there for funerals.
But you're not a practicing Catholic.
I just, look, this priest is not going to like me. I like the way the church looks. I like the way the photos will look. That's where I want to get married.
But you're not a practicing Catholic.
Not at all.
You voted yes in the last referendum for abortion, didn't you? You're not a practicing Catholic. You voted yes in marriage equality. You're not a practicing Catholic, according to the law. Well, according to Catholic law.
I'm absolutely not, but I like their buildings.
Oh, see you go. So, he's right. She likes the building. And they are nice buildings, let's be clear about it. He said it's becoming increasingly impossible to conduct baptism ceremonies with children running wildly around the church. And adults, obviously, only present for the celebration afterwards, not caring about the disturbance that their children are causing. This is happening in every single church in the country, but political correctness forbids one from speaking out, he said. Mind you, he's speaking out, isn't he? Father Walsh also spoke about the godparents who had no faith at all and who have no intention in overseeing the child's faith formation, making a promise to the church, lying in the face of God. He said, even more outrageous is the presence of godparents who believe nothing themselves and are permitted to make promises to God that they will oversee the faith formation of the godchild, even though they don't believe in God. He's kind of right, isn't he? He's got a point. He also said, he had a lot to say, by the way. There are a number of alternatives nowadays for getting married. A church is not the only option, and I always stress this to anyone thinking of getting married in a church. It is a charade if you do not have faith to get married in a church. So Helena's involved in a charade. To lie to God. She's lying to God. But now, let's look at the traditional role of godparents. Now, the question is it legally binding? The answer is technically no. If you're chosen to be a godparent, the whole idea was that if, say, both parents tragically died, that you would take up the role as a parent. That is not legally binding, but it can be used in a court of law as a deciding factor of the wishes of the parents. So in some sense, it may be legally binding, but it also, the role of a godparent, is to bring a child up in the formation of the Catholic Church. In other words, to believe in God. So they would have an influence in the child's life, you know, to teach them the teachings of Jesus Christ and God. And, you know, a lot of parents who are Catholic, who are, should say, godparents, are not Catholics. Nowadays, when you think about it, if you take the word practicing Catholic, right, 67% of the population voted yes for abortion. They're not practicing Catholics because the Catholic Church doesn't agree with abortion. So they're not practicing Catholics. 67% believed in same-sex marriage. So you're not practicing Catholics. You can't be a practicing Catholic and vote yes in either of those referendums. That's what I'm told anyway. I want to know, do you think godparents should be practicing Catholics? Or does it really matter? Let me know what you think. Is this priest stepping out of line a little bit? Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. Are these godparents hypocrites? Maura, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Maura?
Hi, Niall.
Good. Maura, I mean, these godparents nowadays, the majority of people in this country are not practicing Catholics. So are they all hypocrites?
Sure, the parents aren't even practicing Catholics.
No, so are they all hypocrites? Lying to God?
Yeah. No, I don't mean that. No. I think it's the most ridiculous notion I've ever heard in my life.
What? Well, he's got a point, hasn't he, Father Walsh?
Well, I would prefer... I'm actually a godparent to three children.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Not a practicing Catholic.
God, you were selected three times for three different children.
Yes, indeed.
You're obviously popular in the family, were you?
Ah, yeah. I was a baby.
All right, okay. You were a skilled parent, were you?
Yeah. I knew all the actions and all that. No, I used to be a practicing Catholic.
You knew how to light the candle and shake the hands and dip the baby's head in the water and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, you were a bit of an old hat at it. Yeah.
And dry the head.
Yeah, dry the
head.
You
know, most important. Most important. But I think it's so ridiculous. You know, you don't have to even be a Catholic to be a godparent. Number one, you're never asked.
Whether you're a Catholic or not.
Yeah. Now, a practicing Catholic.
But when you say you're never asked, you are agreeing when the priest reads out the whatever it is he reads out to you, do you as a godparent in the eyes of God promise to bring the child up as a Catholic? You are saying, yes, we do. So
yeah,
you are. So you're making a statement that you are a practicing Catholic.
No, I'm not.
Well, you're saying you're going to bring him up in the eyes of God. How can you do that if you're not a Catholic?
No, I prefer to think of bringing them up as a Christian, and that they know right from wrong.
Hmm.
You know, as opposed to go to Mass. Like, a practicing Catholic has to go to Mass every day of the week.
To keep practicing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you go to Mass every day of the week?
I do not.
Can I ask you a question? It's not a personal question. It's not. Did you vote yes in the last referendum?
I did.
But then you're not a practicing, you're not a Catholic.
No. Brought up as a Catholic, but I don't consider myself one now.
Well, then you're...
I'm a Christian.
Well, you're not really. You can have Christian traits. But I mean, no, to be a Christian is a Bible-believing Christian. The word Christian has been adopted to mean a nice person, right? Now, and I'm not doubting you're a nice person, and I believe that you have Christian traits. But to be a Christian, you must be a believer of God and a believer of the Bible. And to be a believer of the Bible and God, you couldn't have voted yes in the last referendum. Thou shalt not kill, according to the Catholics. That wouldn't be the case for the unborn child.
Yeah, well, you have a point there. Yeah, right. But, as you say, 60-something percent voted.
Yeah, 67%, yeah. So
yeah.
I'm assuming they're not all practicing Catholics anymore.
Not at all. Mm. Not at all.
But do you think he's wrong to be speaking out? And he also said it's becoming increasingly impossible to conduct a baptism ceremony with children running wildly around the church. And he gives out then about girls, particularly, who want to get married in churches because they like the building.
Yeah. Number one, the parents of the child aren't even married.
Mm-hmm.
Which goes against the Catholic religion.
Yeah, they're habitual sinners.
You know what I mean?
They're living in sin.
They're not practicing Catholics. They only go in so they can get their child baptised so they can get it into a decent school.
Yeah, I was at a christening there about a year ago and there was like 10 christenings in the one morning. It was like a production line.
Yeah, but I'd say your kids were all christened.
Mm.
Yeah.
To get them into the local school.
You're an atheist.
Yeah.
But only purely to get them into the local school.
Mm.
That's the only reason you're doing it. And did you think down the line when you were picking your godparents, you know?
I have no idea who the godparents are. I can't even remember.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you didn't anyway. You know,
I honestly don't remember. I think it was my sister.
Oh, these are going to practice religion all the time, and if that happens to us, you know. These are going to, you know, take them in, make them say the rosary every day and do this, that and the other. And
I think my nieces and my sister, and I think my nieces and my ex's sister as well. I can't actually remember which ones are whose godparents. I have the clue.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, let me say that for a second. Let me go to Sandra. Sandra, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sandra?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Sandra, you know, I mean, are people being hypocrites? You know,
yep.
They are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you practicing Catholic?
I am, and I totally believe by it, and I voted no, so I'm not a hypocrite.
Okay.
And I totally agree by it, and I think the church is trying to move forward and become more open, which we all want, and then they all have to use coming on, and then they're voicing their opinion. But like that, they all want to get married. They want a funeral as well, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, give me a break.
So they want all the trimmings of Catholicism, but they don't want to be Catholics.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think he's right. If we're moving forward, let's do it. And let's have it on the baptismal cert. You know, are you a practicing Catholic? Because that is not there. So maybe they should bring it in. So if the hypocrites want to be hypocrites, you know, they'll be called out on it.
Yeah, Maura's been a godparent 3 times and she doesn't really seem to be a practicing Catholic at all.
Yeah, I just like to point out there, Niall,
The Catholic Church is one of the biggest hypocrites of them all. With the tomb baby scandal and all the abuse that went on. And so who's a hypocrite?
Yeah, but you see, that's in reverse now. Look what was brought in last year on 25th of May. So is there one rule for them and one rule for everybody else? I'm sorry, what Ireland brought in is actually worse because it's still done on a regular basis and it's just to suit people's lifestyle. So, that's wrong.
I have to agree. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a fan of the Catholic Church, but so I'm kind of sticking in the middle here. But I am defending them, Maura, in respect of you cannot turn around and say you're a Catholic. And then, absolutely. But I do defend their right to have their religion. And you can't turn around and say I'm a Catholic and vote yes in a referendum for abortion. That doesn't make any sense.
So
according to the census, 85% of people put down that they were Catholics. Now, only 48% of people claim to be religious in this country. But yet, 67% voted yes to abortion. Yeah. So, you know what I mean?
And what did you vote?
What did I vote? I'm not allowed to tell you because I'm on the radio.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's a bit strange. Yeah, I'm not allowed to say it. But I think if people listen to the show on a regular basis, they probably have a fair idea.
I know what you vote.
Yeah. But and the thing about it is, so you can't turn around on one hand and say, I'm a practicing Catholic, but on the other hand, say, in the last two referendums, I voted yes, because that would go against the Catholic ethos. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it'd go against their ethos, wouldn't it?
I'm not a practicing Catholic.
Well, then you shouldn't, well, according to Sandra, you shouldn't be a godparent. You shouldn't have taken the role. You should have said, you should have absconded and said, no, I'm sorry. I can't do that. I'm not a Catholic. Because otherwise, you're just being a hypocrite, according to Father Welch and Sandra.
He's talking of his, you know what?
No, he's talking. He has a job to perform, and like as I said, moving forward, he has a right to come out and say it. I mean, everybody else, all the LGB, there's all this pride, that pride, and what everybody else thinks. And at the moment, I just think it's terrible the way people who are Catholics are being run down, and it's like to be ashamed to be one. Well, I'm not ashamed to be one. And moving forward, I hope one of the main things, I hope that priests are allowed to get married, because that was a man-made rule brought in the first place.
Of course, yeah.
So moving forward, I do hope it gains momentum and gains more people and, you know, they become sympathetic. Now, with the yes vote, a lot of people were misled about that. I know people who did vote yes and they didn't know what they were voting for because it was like cool with all these yobos, you know, yes, yes, in your face. Do you know what I mean? I mean, some of the teenagers who voted yes, like, oh, sure, it's not a baby, one said. It's an egg. I mean, seriously. You know, there's so much hidden in this country. So if they're starting to move forward and he's coming out, he has a right to voice his opinion moving forward.
I mean, he does make a point, you know, that you can get married anywhere you want to get married. You don't have to get married in church, for example, more, leaving aside the baptismal. And the idea that you'd want to get married in a church when you're not really a Catholic.
Yeah.
It kind of doesn't make sense, Maura.
And don't forget funerals as well, Niall. You know, they want the priest and the whole shebang. I mean, seriously.
I think the funeral is more of a traditional thing, isn't it? It's very Irish.
Well, a lot of
people are
often
now just for a couple of prayers down the crematorium.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be buried and have my funeral in a Catholic church. Can I make that known to everybody?
I do too.
Yeah, in case you're all invited. I want you all to object and say, that's not what Niall wanted. He wanted to be put in a wheelie bin.
I can actually understand why people want funerals because, you know, they're kind of hanging on to their last bit of what was beaten into them as a child. You know what I mean? And they want the best send-off they can get and with any hope that you will.
Nothing better than an Irish funeral for a good send-off, I'll tell you. Well, stay there for a second. Let me move away from funerals for the moment. And let me go to Michael. Michael, you're on Classic Kids. Michael, I mean, is this priest right? Are we all hypocrites?
I think the priest should be grateful that anyone wants to engage with the Catholic Church at this stage of the game, you know.
Why? Why do you think that? I don't think they're that desperate because they don't really have very many priests anyway. So they probably want to do less baptismals, if that's the truth, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're still covering up their shenanigans, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that. There's more evidence of coming out of France now and other countries about Catholic Church abuse. And that's something the Catholic Church have to deal with. It's disgusting, it's despicable. But equally despicable, if somebody pretending to be religious, pretending to believe in the Bible and God, and voting yes to abortion, I suppose people would say that's to say that's just as despicable.
Well, I don't know, abortion, I didn't vote in it because I didn't give a shit, to be honest with you. But
well, that's a nice reason not to vote, isn't it?
I didn't.
You're the man who's abusing democracy now, but however, go on.
Well, I seen the campaign that was going on. I mean, it was complete NLP, neuro-linguistic programming on the Irish people, that campaign. I mean, it was brainwashing. And yet people who didn't even know what they were voting for, people who, like, it was ridiculous.
Okay, well, I don't want to focus too much on the campaign as such, and I'm not going to completely disagree with you. But in saying that, the point is that if somebody is a Catholic, according to this priest, they need to be a practicing Catholic to be a godparent. Is he not right in saying, look, this is our club, and if you want to be a member of our club, these are the rules?
Well, you know what? There's his opinion and then his reality. And the reality is that Ireland was a Catholic country for a long time, and we had the whole system set up, and they owned it, all the land and the schools, along with the aristocrats, and they still own the schools, and they still kind of own the land, and they still kind of are like landlords in a lot of respect. They don't have open power like they used to have, and we have kind of had that tradition going on, and the priests need to realize that we, you know, we're willing to engage in that tradition on our own terms, and our terms are we like to get together with our families, have a few drinks, a bit of grub. It's a great event for us. The kids get a few quid, they create memories with their family and this, that and the other. And we don't have the same opinion as the priest. Most people don't. We're not into the Bible and all these kind of things.
That
is totally hypocritical. Well, the thing is, do you know what, Niall? I am what I am. As you said, I'm in that club. And I don't like other people, you know, moving in if they're not. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, I'm not going to move in. I'm not moving into your club, Sam, because I don't.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. In fairness, I respect your club and I respect the fact that you want to be part of it, right?
Yeah, you're not doing it, but others are. And so I get a bit pissed off by it. You either pick a side.
She's right, Michael. I mean, I'm not a hypocrite because I don't want to be part of the club. I'm not pretending that I believe in the Bible and God and Jesus and everything else. So I'm not going to do it. Not now. At this point in my life. So, I mean, if you're saying these things are traditional, and they're Irish traditional, and sure, you get married in a church and baptising your kid and going down in the ground should all be part of the Catholic, you know, the Catholic faith, even though you're not a Catholic, well, that's completely hypocritical.
I don't think so. I'm just being realistic. I mean,
why would you want to?
If I talk to anybody I know who's going to have a christening or a confirmation or a communion, I know what I'm going to get. I know what I'm going to expect to get, and that's, so we'll get together, we'll have a few drinks, we'll dress up nice, and we'll sit with our family. And in a way, that is kind of a Christian thing to do, to hang out with your family, your friends, and get together. And that's our version of Christianity, like good people's version. I mean, like, the Catholic...
But that's not Christianity. If you want to say...
No, there's a difference between Catholicism and Christianity.
Of course there is, but about religious, by the way. The word Christianity has been adopted over the years to mean a nice person, right? To be a Christian person.
Christian values.
Christian values. But Christian values, if you want to take it literally, to be a Christian, you have to believe in Christ. That's the way the word comes from, the word Christian.
I believe in Christ.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't believe in the church.
Michael, you can't say you believe in Christ, but you don't believe in a church.
The church
is the people, isn't it?
They don't own.
But forget about Christ. The priests and forget about the buildings. The church is the people, according to the Catholics.
It's not. That is the church. No, that's just too vague a statement.
Church is not bricks and mortar and, you know, and a bloke with a collar. They're the messengers. The Catholic religion will tell you on numerous occasions, I've heard the statement from priests, from bishops, from the Pope, the church is the people.
Nah, that's too vague a statement. it's too complex than that. It's way too complex.
It's not. I don't see that as being complex at all.
Me neither. Yeah.
I don't need a middleman to God. I've got my own. I'm willing to engage in community. Nobody owns community here.
Well, that's a different ball game. You know, community.
Yeah, but see, you have to be realistic. We've had that system set up. It's a good system, and it's a good system in the terms of you go to church, you get together. It's something we've done. It's kind of a habit now, and you know, I mean, I'm willing to engage with that part of it, like, but I'm not going to be like. You can shove most of the Bible up your backside, to be quite honest with you. Like, I'm not interested in
well,
it.
Well, you're hardly a Christian, then, are you?
No,
if you've just told me, you know, live on the radio, you can shove the Bible up your backside, you're hardly
a
Christian.
There you go.
Most of it.
Most of it. So what? You just pick and choose the bits you like, is it?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
All right, okay.
Really do that,
yeah. Well, okay. You know, I can understand you were talking about the Old Testament, all right, because obviously it was written 2,000 years ago. But the New Testament is supposed to be the rules of life, isn't it, for the Catholic and the religious people?
I only engage with what speaks to me, and what speaks to me in the Bible and is the parables of Jesus. That's about it.
Katie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Katie?
I'm good, thanks, Niall.
Good. Well, do you think he's right?
Yes, I do. I think he's right because it is a Catholic role. Being godparents, it's a Catholic mentoring role in a religious sense.
Mm.
It's not a legal role that you are saying, I'll take care of.
I was reading about this today, and although it's not legally binding, it can be used in a court of law to substantiate the wishes of the parents in the event of a tragedy, so to speak.
Okay, so there is a legal basis.
Yeah, now when I say a legal basis, in other words, it can be used to suggest, well, this was the wishes of the parents, that these two individuals were the best two people for the job, so to speak. Anyway, I imagine if there's no grandparents or, you know, if there's no other members of the family willing to do it.
Trouble is that things can change.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
People will fall out or move away or whatever, and that those people becoming the parents.
I think it's only in certain circumstances. I imagine it's quite rare that would happen, by the way, because the parents, I'm sure, would have grandparents or aunts and uncles and other people.
I've turned down the role as my partner as well. We've turned down being our parents to our niece because we're not Catholic. And whilst I think it may have offended the parents, we had to because we had to explain that it wasn't.
Yeah.
We weren't Catholics and we weren't in the position to...
Because you are making a promise. You're in the church and the priest says it to you. You're making a promise to bring the child in the eyes of God, up in the eyes of God.
Absolutely. As a mentor in a religious sense. And that means being party to the brainwashing that goes with that. And I just couldn't consciously do that.
Mm. No, you're right. And fair play to you. I think you're 100% right. And I'm sorry if it does offend the people who asked you. But you're just being honest with them, aren't you?
Absolutely. Now, whilst I think this priest is honest and he's saying he's kind of helping to nail the coffin of the Catholic religion and its demise in this country, which, I mean, I support that, but others may not. But he isn't doing
he's not doing them any favours, really, is he?
No. I kind of smile when I see things like that.
So I'm pretty sure the bishops wouldn't be too pleased with his comments.
No, they probably, and if it was an organisation, it was a big corporation, I'm sure he'd be up for a disciplinary or he'd be...
Yeah, and he also mentions a few different things, by the way. He mentions marriage as well, that, you know, he obviously refers primarily to young women who want this kind of ideal marriage at the dress and down the aisle in a church because they like the building, you know, and nothing to do with the fact that they're Catholics.
There's plenty of buildings that are like lovely hotels, lovely castles, plenty.
Yeah, but see, I spoke to Aileen at the start of the show there. She's not a practicing Catholic by any stretch of the imagination. And yet she wants to run down the aisle in a church.
What about a church that's no longer a church? There's a couple down in Cork here. There's the Triskell Art Centre or there's St. Luke's. They're not used as churches anymore. So I'm sure you could have a wedding there with a humanist celebrant or... A different kind of celebrant.
Yeah, and an aisle and pews and an organ player. All the things that go with it.
Like a church without the Catholic part embedded into it.
Mm. Yeah, Michael, I mean, there you go. There's Katie, a very honourable, honest woman. She was asked to be a godparent, but obviously felt this is not the job for me because I'm not a practicing Catholic.
Yeah, that's our choice to do so.
Yeah, and is she right in saying that he's 100% right in saying that people are hypocrites because she would describe herself as a hypocrite if she had said yes?
Well, I mean, you make your choices and then you live with the consequences of them. I mean, are you still friends with those people? Has it affected your friendship?
Will okay. their family? And no, it hasn't affected things.
Well, maybe it's affected for them and they haven't expressed it yet. I don't know, but I mean...
Would you be offended, Michael?
Would I be offended?
Yeah. As a Christian?
I probably would be offended, yes.
Would you?
Because I asked someone...
But why would you be offended? If you were Katie's relative and you had a baby and you said to Katie, you know, will you be the godmother of my child? And she said, well, actually, no, I can't because I'm not actually a Catholic. So I'm not going to bring the child up in the formation of God. So there's no point, really. I'd be only lying to you. Why would you be offended by that? She's just been honest with you.
I know, but see, in my case, I know that the people in my life wouldn't be people who go to church all the time. So if the people in my life refused it, it would be offensive. But if it was...
But you're missing the point. Being a godparent means one thing and one thing only.
No, but if I was a part of a family that were like mad Christian or mad Catholic, kind of really lived the whole Catholic thing and it was a big thing for them, and that it would be different then. But because...
But do you realise how much of a hypocrite you're sounding like on the air now at the moment? You're telling me a Catholic, but you're picking and choosing which bits you want to believe in.
If I tie my shoelaces in the wrong way, I'm going to offend somebody. Look, that's just the way it goes. Like,
you know, but hang on, because John, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, John?
Afternoon, how are you?
Good afternoon to you. I mean, I'm delighted to have Katie on the air. She's the only person, the only honest person I have on the air so far.
Well, look, I fully support this priest because I am fed up to my teeth of the way the church has gone, and they're afraid of their life to speak out. So, thanks to the God of this, there's one priest of a pair of balls anyway. And because your man over in Rome, who came over when the...
Your place, man in Rome?
Yeah, Mr. Pope himself. For
Frank.
Reason.
Frank.
Huh?
Frank. That's his name. His name is Frank. Sorry. Was I
confused? No, I'm talking about the Pope when he came for the family thing. The last
yeah,
time
yeah.
Yeah. He said he knew nothing about the abortion. And you know how pro-life I am. Like, he never instructed the flock or anything. So I've no time. I've actually more time for this priest now than I would have for that Pope over in Rome at the moment, right?
Right, okay.
Because he's calling it as it is. And if you look, there's other avenues to explore now, if you want to be godparents. There's legal ways of doing it. You don't have to go through the whole spiritual thing, the church, right? But if you do want to go through the church, you have to be involved and you have to be practicing. Otherwise, you're a total, absolute hypocrite. And I wish to God more priests would speak out now, because the reason the church is losing people is because they're not taking a stand. They've lost their moral guidance. They've lost their compass. They're supposed to instruct. They're supposed to lead. And they're afraid of shit to open their mouth now. And I welcome this priest 100%.
There you go, Michael. He's giving it to you.
Well, I tell you, I disagree on the fact that the reason the church are losing their way is because people are resentful for what the church have been doing and have done and continue to do. And it's not because the church don't have balls anymore. It's because they were interfering with other people's balls.
Well, let's not talk about that in daytime radio. Yeah.
A percentage only of...
And, yeah. Well, it's the hierarchy of the church and blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, but that still doesn't take away from the fact that you're being the biggest hypocrite on the air today by saying you believe in God, you're a Christian, in other words, you believe in the teachings of Christ, and yet you think it's okay, you know, to hire the services of two people to be godparents who are not even Catholic.
But this guy said, "Night." He just said there that you can take the Bible and you can shove it with the sun, don't you?
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying. And he's trying to tell you he's a Catholic or a Christian. Sorry.
This guy has no business near a church. In fact, if you go outside the door, there should be a bolt of lightning striking from the sky and destroying the ass off you.
My mother used to always say that if I went into a church, I'd catch fire. Well, stay there for a second. Please stay with me, Katie, for a second, if you can. Lorraine, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Lorraine? Oh, you there, Lorraine?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, religion clearly isn't responsible for phone signals, but go on.
I'm not going to sit in my...
Your phone line is breaking up, Lorraine. Run up the stairs, run out to the kitchen. I don't know, run somewhere else.
I'm in the car.
All right, okay, don't run anywhere then, okay. All right.
I am agnostic. I believe in what I can see and what can be proved to me. Very dear friends of mine did ask to be the godparents of their son. But I wasn't religious at all, and I didn't believe in God. And they said, well, it didn't matter to them. As long as if anything happened to them, I would look after their child and teach them the good things.
So you basically took up a role as a guardian, so to speak, more so as a godparent.
And then I said, and as long as the priest agrees. So we went to that priest and laid out my views, my point of view, and he said, well, that's good because you actually are living a Christian life even though you don't believe in God and Christ. And it's fine. And so I became...
So hold on, hold on. Let me just get this straight. Do you believe in Christ?
No.
But you think you're a Christian?
No, I didn't think I was. He said I was following
Oh, he said,
Christian
he
rule.
Said, well, you're not living a Christian. Well, he was wrong. Because...
No, I'm just being you what he said.
I'm just telling you. He's being a hypocrite now. Because he shouldn't hire you. You couldn't be leaving a Christian life if you don't believe in Christ.
You should have told her to piss off.
No, I mean, I was perfectly honest. And
where was this, by the way, Lorraine?
It was in South Africa.
Oh, okay, all right, okay.
But you see, now this is going down the alley Catholic, and you see the priest like, oh, yes, they give me your views. Oh, yeah, I'll accept that. He shouldn't have, right? He's been a bloody hypocrite then.
Yeah, he is. But Lorraine, he was. If he's a Christian priest, he was being a hypocrite by saying, I'll accept you even though you've told me that you don't believe in God or Christ. Well, you do believe in God.
I'm just saying. I didn't argue with him. My friends wanted me to be the godmother, and he accepted my explanations. And I think he deep down he felt he could not try and convert me. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm always a bit confused by the whole agnostic, the word agnostic, right? So because it kind of wide reaching. When you say you're agnostic, do you believe in any part of the Bible?
No.
Okay, so do you believe in God?
No.
Well, then why aren't you an atheist?
You're not ruling it out. You're not ruling
I know. You're not ruling it out.
I'm not ruling it out.
But that's like saying, if I said to you, there's a pink fluffy monster on the planet Zorg, and he's responsible for us all, and you said, okay, I don't believe that, but I'm not going to rule it out. I mean, clearly you would rule it out, because you don't believe in it. Yeah, how can you not believe in something but not rule it out?
You have to prove it to me.
But it's not up to the person who makes the claim, or the person, should I say, it's not up to the other person to prove that it's not true. It's up to the person who makes the claim to prove it's true.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You'd have to prove it to me. That there's a
Well, then you're an atheist.
Well, what is your definition of agnostic?
I don't believe there is such thing as an agnostic. I don't. This word agnostic, to me, it's people who are hedging their bets. in other words, they don't believe in God all their life, and then suddenly they're on their dying bed and they go, oh, holy God, save me! Save
not
me!
Not at all.
Go ahead, John, ask her a question. Yeah.
Yeah, supposing, no, God forbid, that she
God
was.
God forbid.
Yeah, well, I probably shouldn't be using that term. Supposing this lady, right, that she was told that she had something terminal, right?
Oh, jeepers, I'll be saying something like that.
No, but would she.
Heaven forbid.
Would she consider. If she was told that it was incurable, would she even consider praying maybe to a God to save her?
No.
You wouldn't?
No. Because I don't believe he's a God, so I'll pray to a God that I don't believe in.
Well, then stop calling yourself an agnostic.
Yeah.
I think you're an atheist, Lorraine.
The point I'm making is...
Well, sorry, Casey, do you believe in this agnostic term?
Not really, no. No. I think atheists are... kind of agnostic. It's all one in the same because I can't prove there isn't anything.
But you shouldn't have to prove there isn't anything, by the way. That's not a sensible statement as such.
It's up to the people who believe there's a God to prove there is.
Yeah, and it's up to those making the claim.
Exactly. So I don't really think agnostic is like you say, it's kind of hedging your bets. It's kind of, I'd be frightened to say there isn't in case something happens to me. And that's fear. That's part of this kind of God-fearing.
Mm. Because to be agnostic, you're right, you're hedging your bet in case something, like, suddenly if this bloke came down from the sky and kind of flapped around and went, hello, I'm God, well, obviously I'd believe in him suddenly then, because there's proof that he's there and he starts making things appear and disappear. Well, obviously you believe in it then, but that's like saying, if a fluffy monster came down from the sky and started doing things, well, I'd suddenly believe in a fluffy monster as well. And John, if you can. And let me go to Chris as well, because Chris, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Chris?
I don't know.
Good. I mean, Chris, is this priest right to be kind of speaking out, calling people hypocrites?
Well, I think he is, because obviously if you're a Catholic, you have to abide by Catholic law and the way the church and Catholic traditions.
Well, you do, by the way, you don't have to necessarily be a Catholic to be a godparent. You can be a Christian. You know, I mean, you can be Church of England, you can be whatever it is. Once you're a Christian, you know what I mean, and believe in the Bible.
Yeah, but there was another point the man made there, but I can't remember who it was, but he was saying that, like, a lot of it is tradition and people just do it because it's tradition, but a lot of these social norms and these, you know, this tradition of people meeting up and family getting together, like, people did that before the church existed, like.
Well, they did, yeah. And somebody texted in and said, Niall, you're the biggest hypocrite of all. You love Christmas. And yes, that's a Catholic tradition. It's not actually. It's actually a pagan tradition. The Christians robbed it.
Yeah, that was what I was to say. That was like,
you don't mention Christmas.
What are you talking about, John?
Don't mention Christmas, for God's sake. It's too early, man.
I'm just saying, I'm not a hypocrite for mentioning Christmas because I love Christmas, but it's nothing to do with Catholicism. I mean, because the Christians actually nicked Christmas from the pagans and the winter solstice, didn't they?
Yeah, if I could just extend it a little bit more to the politicians too, I think, which are some of the biggest hypocrites in the land because they like being seen at mass and everything because it's all about the vote, right?
Yeah.
And but yes, as I said again, to me they should have been excommunicated, the church should have grown up here and excommunicated from the pulpit after what happened with the referendum just gone. But again, they seem to have lost their backbone, they've lost their moral compass.
Well, can I ask, sorry, Lorraine, in South Africa, what would be the primary religion in South Africa? Catholicism, Christianity, wouldn't it?
Well, it's various Christian churches. And, of course, with the African people, is the African customs and religions as well. So it's difficult to say what would be the most prolific.
I know the main, well, most Africans that would come to Ireland, you know, South Africans and Africans that would come to Ireland would be Christian, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
they tend to go to Christian countries.
Yes,
you know
they
mean?
Would be. Oh, yes, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so
but, you know,
I'm just surprised that a Christian priest said, yes, you're grand. It doesn't matter if you don't believe in God, you're all right, you can be a godparent.
Well, there you go. I'll just question that fellow that asked me if I was very, very sick and would I be praying to God to
John, yeah, yeah,
to fix me up again. You know, how can I believe in a God who, when my daughter is suffering from a very bad, life-threatening, almost incurable medical problem, and my granddaughter who's also suffering from an incurable
medical problem?
Yeah, and they've done no harm to anybody. And why would an all-loving, forgiving God put that upon my family? Is it because I don't believe in a God?
See, John, that question gets asked quite a lot. I know the answer that religious people will give is that God works in mysterious ways. The whole idea that you would have a child come into the world, you know, at 3 years of age with leukemia or something like that, where, you know, some dirty old paedophile at 60 years of age lives a long and healthy, prosperous life, doesn't make sense if there's a God in control of everything, does it?
Well, that's a rapist, murderer.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Sorry, John, you can answer that very quickly. Go on.
Yeah, look, I can see what people believe with that, because, look, I mean, there were 6 million people died during the Second World War. I mean, why did God stand...
idly by him and allow Hitler to do that, yeah.
No, the whole thing about it is, look, I mean, we're given free will, we're brought into this world, right? We don't know, you know, what's going to come. We hope there is something there. Like, if people have a belief, people that are sick, like, I mean, and they're very tragic, and their kids are sick.
Yeah, but kids are born sometimes with terminal illnesses.
Well, they are, and
if there's a wonderful God out there that's in charge of all this, why would he do that?
The point being is that, like, I mean, it still doesn't stop people from hoping, like, I mean, that there'd be a cure there, that something will happen. Like, even Abraham Lincoln was asked one time there, did he believe in God? And the answer he gave back, he said, when I find I have no place else left to go, I find myself on my knees. And as a last resort, you could find yourself on your knees.
Well, I don't think I would. But anyway, Catherine, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Catherine?
Hi, Niall. I think, in my opinion anyway, you are confusing religion and faith.
I'm not.
Yes,
you are. The same thing.
Don't interrupt me now.
I'm just saying they're the same thing.
Listen, there is a difference between faith. The faith I have is... not something you can take away from me. Religion, if you like, and we're talking Catholic.
Do you believe in God?
Eh?
Do you believe in God?
Well, I mean, you know, I believe in Jesus. I believe in the good that all has been done.
Okay, but I'll just ask you a simple question, Catherine. Do you believe in God?
Yeah.
Okay, then you're religious. I'm not saying anything wrong with it.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Faith. right. Now listen.
Yes, you are. How can you say you don't? You believe in God and you're not religious?
Listen.
According to the, I'm looking at the definition online here of religion and faith, right? And the definition of religion is the belief or worship in a superhuman controlling power, especially a personal god or gods, a particular system of faith and worship.
Right. Go on. Tell me now what faith is.
But that is what faith is. Faith is religion. Religion is faith.
Religion.
Faith is having faith in the religion.
Yeah, but
in a god.
Like, for example, I believe that Jesus was married to St. Mary Magdalene.
Okay,
and
so,
all the rest of them. Okay, if I said that to a Catholic priest, he'd probably excommunicate.
Doesn't make any, you still believe in Jesus, so you still believe the words
of
the Bible.
Jesus was a good man.
Yeah, maybe he was.
He was a good man. He was a simple man, but extremely... probably way ahead of his time.
But don't say you don't, you're not religious. Don't say
Jesus.
By the way, Catherine, I'm not having a go at you. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Don't say you're not religious if you believe in God and believe in Jesus.
I do go to Mass. Jesus is around me all of the time.
Right, well, then you're religious.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Niall, are you tick or what?
No. I'm not tick. I'm just giving you the definition of the word. If you believe in Jesus and God, you're religious.
Well, I mean, you know...
Don't be ashamed of us.
...is a man-made religion, like most of the religions, probably... probably most.
They're all man-made. Not most. Not most of religions. All religions are man-made.
Look, I'll recommend, so you can read this slowly.
But who made them if they weren't man-made?
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Read a book, Anam Cara. It's the spiritual wisdom from the Celtic world, and it's written by John O'Donoghue.
I'm sure it's a lovely book, but that's still not going to tell me in that book that faith and religion, you can separate the two, because you can't.
Well, I mean, as I said, I see the beauty and the God creation of all of the, say, the wildflowers, all of this. And I mean, someone said there, and I'm sorry to hear about the child who is ill.
That's Lorraine,
you know,
yeah.
I cannot explain everything. And when I go to heaven, please God, I will ask a lot of questions.
Gee, but you're telling me you believe in heaven as well. And you're not religious, Catherine. So you believe in Jesus, you believe in God, and you believe in heaven, but you're not religious.
Well, we say paradise.